individual conduct.
Yes, we do. I make a motion to approve the minutes of the March 6th meeting.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Old business?
Any old business?
No business at all.
No new, no old. Make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I was going to throw in some new business, but.
What's a new business?
Just briefly, I heard from one of a state rep that's on the Judiciary Committee, who will now remain nameless, but I did hear that there may be legislation to add two new board members.
There's also legislation to count like crimes in other states as auto disqualifiers.
And I heard the debate on that yesterday.
They've tried that before.
Yeah, the debate on that yesterday was interesting, to say the least, especially on that, in which I would, it could cause it could cause a lot of hearings here. That could really increase our backlog or our caseload, because.
We got to determine it.
That is not a subjective, that's the right term, subjective go on it.
Can you repeat what you said?
So there's legislation to, again, that the bill is, so introduce the bill that Connecticut issue authorities can consider like charges in another state as auto disqualifier. So if you're convicted of something in New York that's similar to our law in Connecticut, then that we would not qualify you for, then they could disqualify you.
And then if they deny that, say, and again, it's going to be left up to 100, as Craig said, 169 different municipalities,
right,
whether the Arizona assault
equals
Connecticut's assault 3, and it's going to be, it very well may be left up to, I don't know if it's going to be the board to determine that question or not, but
yeah.
If.
No, but I thought you guys did that already anyway.
No, this is new legislation.
The Supreme Court decided that
we cannot
do that.
Yes.
Oh.
But now there's legislation to allow
Supreme
that,
Court.
Which would just cause, I think that would be very challenging.
Yeah, some are clear cut, but some are hard.
Hmm?
Some are hard, some are very different.
Some could be very
challenging. The threatenings in different states.
What is the simple
stalking
assault? What is simple assault?
Who knows? Yeah. There's a definition, there could be 50 definitions.
And the elements could be
kind of like
20 elements in a crime in one state and 3 elements
and
here.
And the odds of them matching exactly word for word would be pretty rare.
Mm, yep.
Yeah, there's also a movement in some of the other states to take off the disqualification for nonviolent felonies. With us, if it's a felony within a certain time, it's a disqualifier. Then the definition comes up of what's a nonviolent felony.
What is a nonviolent felony? Other than like the marijuana 21-279A?
Fraud, want, or something like that.
Yeah,
bribery.
Larceny.
Yeah, most of those would be a felony. But yeah.
Selling those DVDs.
Well, I guess the age
market
of that would be the, but if, yeah.
Yeah, people have a definite differences on what violent crime is.
Mm-hmm.
Some are clear, bad checks, probably not a violent one.
The federal law is pretty clear on
felons. But not very suitable.
A DUI where you kill someone?
Yeah.
Is that violent?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not intentional probably, but.
Yeah.
So I just figured we'd throw that out.
So yeah, there's a lot of things swirling around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
nothing is passed,
okay.
So
yeah.
It's
okay.
All.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something to watch.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.